I'm Rafael Abadia. I live in Palm Beach Gardens in Florida. I've been living with AIDS for 15 years. I couldn't tell my parents over the phone. I knew I had to fly to Puerto Rico and let them know. So I had to prepare myself mentally for that. So that's what I did. I flew to Puerto Rico. I had lost a lot of weight, so I made sure to wear a lot of baggy clothes to try to cover my illness. I was really concerned about how they were going to take it. They're extremely religious, Christian fundamentalists, so I knew that was an issue. It was an issue of me being gay. I didn't know what to expect. I prepared myself mentally just in case I was going to get some rejection. And then the day came, and I sat in my parents' living room. My mom was in the kitchen. I looked at my dad, and I said, "Dad, I need to speak to both of you. It's very serious." He called my mom, and my mom just kind of ignored. She didn't want to. They knew something was going to be up. My dad raised his voice and said to my mom to come, that I had to speak to them. Okay, so the three of us were sitting in the living room, and I told them that I had AIDS, and I told them I was taking some medication. My dad, which is what I like to call a true macho Puerto Rican man, who I've never seen cry, he ran into his bedroom, crying, really crying, and I ran after him. And I grabbed him, and he put his head on my shoulder, and we both cried. And to my amazement, they accepted me immediately. I thought they were going to put the spoons, the cups, because I've heard horror stories from other people. And no, from day one, they accepted me, and they were there for me. So I've been very blessed with having a very supportive family.
What would you advise others to do when they're disclosing their status to their family or their loved ones?
It's really individualized, because I've met so many people in different types of situations. I've known of people that their families completely shun them, do not speak to them anymore. So, I'm very blessed to come from a very loving family. It's easy for me to tell everyone, because I was lucky to have that support. So what I recommend is to really seek help, some professional help. See a therapist, a counselor, who could sit down and really guide you and prepare you for whatever happens. And it's a very individual decision. You need to be ready to expose yourself to telling people, because some people react differently. I've had many. I even lost friends, people who I thought were my friends, that once they knew of my diagnosis, they completely stopped talking to me, even within the gay community, which was my biggest shock. But it happens.